Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we discuss cutting-edge science, the wisdom of the ages, lessons from pop culture, and our own experiences about how to be happier. This week is a very special episode, and we will give an update on our 18 for 2018 project. We're not quite halfway through the year, but we wanted to do it for our very special episode. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I think that doing 18 for 2018 is one of the most fun challenges we've ever set ourselves. It's way more fun than wearing clothes for a month. That's for sure.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretch, yes, 18 for 18 is fun, but as you'll see, I'm a little behind on my list.
Yo, we still got a lot of 18 left to go. But before we jump into 18 for 2018, Elizabeth, so many people felt your pain about not having a coat closet near your front door. And we heard from many people who suggested putting hooks near your front door. What do you think of putting hooks there?
Yes. You know what? It's a good idea in theory, but the way our house is, it's like the front door is almost like in the living room. Yeah. So I don't think Adam would want to do that because I don't think he would like the way it looked to have coats like hanging basically right by the living room.
Right, right.
But it is a good idea.
Yeah. And also people suggested for your problem of having the messy closet that annoyed Adam to see the mess, that if you couldn't use a closet door, you could put in a curtain, you know, use a tension rod and put in a curtain. What do you think of that suggestion?
Maybe I'll bring it up. It's a possibility. A lot of people sent me photos of their curtains hanging over unsightly spaces like closets and the washing machine.
Right.
So I'll talk about it with Adam. See what happens.
Yeah. Generating ideas left and right.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Now let's hit the very special episode 18 for 2018. Now, we introduced the idea of 18 for 2018 in episode 147 for the first time. And then in 149, Elizabeth and I revealed our full lists. And then, because there was such an enthusiastic response to it, we did a deep dive in episode 152. And now we're doing a mid-year report.
Yes. And Gretch, before we get into how you and I are doing on our list, let's hear how some of our listeners are doing. Bobby wrote us and described the relief she felt in learning about the obliger tendency and realizing that the frustrations and challenges she'd experienced weren't personal failures, but very normal patterns that many people experienced. And she used the 18 for 2018 list in a way that suits her obliger tendency. She said, "So I decided to try the 18 in 2018, and I got to number 2 on my list before I unintentionally started making the items more for others than for myself. I quickly regrouped and changed strategies. If that happens, I reword or reorganize the thought to find one specific piece that is truly independently for me. Also, I make the list as I go so it doesn't become a to-do list. This allows me more spontaneity and flexibility. I also made a rule none of the items can be places I want to see because I know I need to practice doing things for myself. So far, I have experienced 3 things and have fully enjoyed each one, free from obligation to / responsibility for anyone else. It feels new. It feels wonderful." So 3 things she's done, Gretchen. 1, make tiramisu.
Impressive.
2, she went on the Flyover America ride at the Mall of America. And 3, she created a sunset diary by taking a picture of the sunset no matter where she was when she saw it.
Well, this is great. And it's interesting that the 18 for 2018 list itself is acting as the accountability partner. So she's able to put things on her list and then go through them and complete them because she feels like she needs to do it for the list. So the list is the accountability partner, and she's being very careful to make sure that it's the inner expectations that she wants to be held to. And that's so great. It's a great way to use the list. And we also heard from our listener, Lauren. She wrote, she's another obliger. Maybe this works really well for obligers. She said, "I have loved my 18 for 2018 project. I am 22 and an obliger. I have completed 5 items so far. Go to a professional hockey game, go on a trip with my boyfriend, make the spinach dip recipe I'd had saved for years, work in my field, and pay off my credit card debt." And can I just say as a side note, Elizabeth, pay off my credit card debt. That is huge. I love that it's on the 18 for 2018 right next to make a spinach dip recipe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is the beauty of 18 for 2018. Yes. It can be the big, the small. Congrats on paying off your credit card debt. That is huge. Gold star to you, Lauren, for that one. She continued, I started this year somewhat lost. I recently graduated college. I lost what I thought was my dream job last November, and I've been coping with a lot of illness in my family. I wasn't sure how I would put my life back together. My 18 for 2018 has been so helpful. I use it as a map when setting monthly, weekly, and daily goals, and as an inspiration to work hard. It is a guiding force reminding me to develop good habits, schedule time for fun, and try new things. Right? Good habits, time for fun, new things. That's like the big three of 2018, I think. Perfect way to put it. I'm so close to checking off one of my biggest items, get a driver's license, and I'm making good progress with the rest, except volunteering. I really need to get my act together toward that goal. This list has really helped me shape this year and get back to a place where I'm very happy. And Lauren attached a picture of the list, and it was like had watercolor on it, so it was very beautiful. And she said, I'm glad I chose to decorate it. It makes me more excited to look at it and less daunted by all I have left to do. And Elizabeth, it's been interesting how many people have sent us pictures. You and I don't really do that kind of thing that much.
No, we're not artistic in that way.
But many people have really decorated them or illustrated them or done things to make them visually interesting. Which is great, because if that makes it more fun for you to engage with your list, that's terrific. And it's a fun thing to do in its own, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes, I love seeing the creative ways that people make their lists.
Yes. And so now it is time for the report. Now, I have to say, I have to preface this with Elizabeth raised the bar on herself by doubling up. So you have 18 plus 17, I believe, not just 18.
Yes. So, it's insane.
Okay, I'm going to read you the item on your list, and you report. You can say completed, not completed, or ongoing if it's like you're underway. Okay, so let's hear how it's going. So first, get the perfect black purse.
Okay, Gretch, that was the first thing on my list, and I hadn't done it. I'd been like online looking at purses for months, and listeners have been like sending me suggestions for great purses. There's been an outpouring. And I hadn't done it. And then I had an epiphany about what was standing in my way.
Ah.
What I realized was that I had been looking at all these really beautiful, structured, formal black bags that were beautiful, but ultimately didn't feel right for me. So I never pulled the trigger on buying one. And then what I realized is light bulb, what I like is a casual bag. Mm. And so what I needed is something really nice because I wanted a really nice purse, but casual. And so once I like cleared that obstacle out of my path and identified the problem, which is what you always talk about, the problem was I was looking at the wrong kind of black bag. Then I found the perfect black bag. And knowing that we were going to do this episode, I made a point of getting it. So now, Gretchen, I am carrying my perfect black bag, and I am so much happier.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to send me a photo of that, and we'll put it in the show notes so everybody can see what the perfect black purse looks like. Excellent.
Okay. I will send it. And it's what's perfect for me. It might not be perfect for someone else, but for me, it's really perfect.
Excellent. So the first thing is crossed off the list. Now, what about number two, spin class? Try a spin
class.
I have
not done that, even though I've talked about it incessantly.
Well, yeah, you gave yourself a demerit for it, but it will happen. You still have many months. That's a relatively simple one. So, okay.
I know. I should be able to do that.
Three, have a party for the mothers in Jack's grade.
Okay, I haven't done that, but I did find someone who can cater it.
Okay.
So I've made a step.
Okay, step forward.
Plan, I got the card.
Plan a family trip to New York City. I really want you to do this one, selfishly.
Okay, it might happen around my college reunion, which is coming up, but it's all about whether or not my pilot, The Fix, goes to series. So that's sort of half done. It's in progress.
But I would say that's also kind of like caught up in unrelated matters. It's sort of like that has other things have to be resolved before that can be done. You said for any day that you're in your office at the Disney lot, aim to walk at least 3 miles on your treadmill desk. How's that going?
Oh, it's mixed, Scratch. Some days it happens, some days it doesn't. But it does help to have it on the list.
Do you think it does?
It might make me get on there.
Yeah? You think having it on the list makes it more likely?
I do. I really do, because I'm an obliger, and like we were talking about, I think these lists are really good for obligers.
Yeah. Get the wall of photos up.
Okay, we have up frames on the wall, of big frames for photos, but we don't have the photos in them. So I'd say that's half done.
Okay.
We need to pick the photos that we want to put in the frames. So that's a joint Adam and Liz project.
Okay. But you've done the harder half, I would say, of that project. Now the picking the photos is the more fun half. So that's good. Okay, so that's ongoing. Start your outdoor glassware collection.
I have done that. Mom helped me start it really at Christmas.
Yes.
And I added to it. So that's coming along nicely. Yes. Ready for entertaining outdoors.
I was witness to that. I was yes. wandering around the store while you guys were earnestly discussing outdoor glassware. Have a dinner party. Any dinner party.
Have not done that.
Okay.
Need to do that.
Refresh your Botox.
I did that.
Good.
The important things.
Yeah. See your college friends.
I have not done that, and that's really bad. But maybe if I get my New York trip in, I'll at least get to see some of them.
Yeah, yeah. Like your college reunion could be twofer.
Yes.
Figure out Instagram story.
Having a bit of an issue with that, but trying.
Okay.
So, it's not as easy as it seems like it should be.
So it's ongoing?
Ongoing.
Are you really trying to figure it out, or you're like, at some point I should figure this out?
Well, I got scarred because what happened is I tried to do it, but instead I did like an Instagram live video. And then my millennial assistant, Mary, came in and she's like, that is so not kosher. You cannot do that. Like, and then everyone who follows you gets a notification. And it was just like me pushing like one of my buttons on my desk. It said like, you're a badass or something. And it was humiliating. So I really got spooked and I'm like scared to try Instagram story again.
Okay. Yeah. I know. That's the thing about all this stuff is you feel like if it goes live, it feels very high stakes. Yes. There's no taking it back. Okay.
So sorry, everyone who got a notice that I had a very important thing happening on Instagram.
Right. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, read Feminist Fight Club by Jessica Bennett.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't even cracked it open yet.
But you have it.
I have it.
Okay, so that's step one. So it's ongoing. I think we can consider that ongoing. I think you get an ongoing for that. Watch American Vandal on Netflix.
I have not done that. Eliza talked about that show on her podcast, Eliza Starting at 16.
Yes.
And I'm like, this sounds great. I would love this. And I haven't watched it yet. Maybe I can do that tonight.
Oh, good. Okay. That's immediate action. Take Jack to Disneyland at least twice.
Yes. I work for Disney. I have free passes. So I should be going to Disneyland, but I have not gone once yet this year. So I need to get that planned.
Host a Happier in Hollywood meetup.
This I did. Sarah and I had a Happier in Hollywood meetup in Los Angeles to celebrate our first 1 million downloads. Over 100 people came. We had a great time. So that was fantastic.
And I think it's like people's fates were changed. Like writing groups form, people have made business contacts. That's a big one.
Yes.
Yes. All 18 for 18 are not created equal. And so, yeah, that was a big one. And it took a lot out of you. Like, it was a lot of planning, a lot of logistics, and it was great. 16, go away for a romantic weekend with Adam.
Nope.
17, well, 17 is send out Christmas cards in 2018. So I think.
Okay, so that's, too soon.
18, get your fat frozen.
Have not done that yet. That's a process, where it helps you just basically get rid of some of your fat, and I have not done it.
Something I look forward to.
So, yeah.
And then, Elizabeth, you gave yourself then a whole other list of the ones that you cribbed from other people. How'd that list go?
All right, Gretch, I don't even want to discuss that list because of all those things, I've only done one thing, which was clean the garage, and I didn't even do it. Adam did it 100% on his own. I've had nothing to do with it. He has been toiling away in the garage for weeks. We now have shelves. He has a workbench. We have a thing hanging from the ceiling to put suitcases on. I mean, it's a work of art, but it's all Adam, so I can't take credit. Let's just not even touch my second list.
Okay, but can I just note for the 18 for 2018 purposes that delegation counts? That if you delegate, hire out, figure out a way so that somebody else takes care of something that's on your list, that counts as getting it off your list. So that is totally legitimate. The fact that it's done, you get credit for that. Adam also, gets a giant gold star. But that's crossed off your list with your head held high. So that's good.
Okay, good. All right, coming up, Gretch, we're going to see what you've accomplished on your 18 for 18 list. And I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to be a lot more than I've gotten done. But first, this break.
We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Okay, Gretch, we are back discussing our 18 for 2018 lists, and we went over mine. Now I want to go over yours and see what kind of progress you've made. So let's start with number one on your list, which was start having weekly adventures with Eleanor. How are you doing on that?
I'm doing well with that. And this was this thing that I had always done with Eliza, where every week we would go on some adventure together. And it was this great thing I did with Eliza. But with Eleanor, when seventh grade started, I wanted to start, but I was on book tour and traveling all the time. And so I really wanted to start after the winter holiday. And we have started. So that is great. I feel like we're really underway now. It's really part of the habit of our week. Plus, bonus, one of the things I never did with Eliza is I never, like, took a picture every time. And, you know, I always thought, like, oh, it would have been so cute if I'd had, like, an album of everywhere we went or something. And I never knew how to do that. But I had Eliza show me how I can create albums within my phone. And so every time Eleanor and I go someplace, I take a few pictures. And then now I know how to put it into an album. And then presumably then I'll be able to make an album of those photos. That's a challenge for another list, but I think I will be able to do that. So that's exciting.
Nice. Good. Okay. And then number two was fix my headset. It runs out of batteries really fast.
That was the first thing I did. Like, I did that. See, my list, Elizabeth, I think I kind of put things on my list that I knew would be pretty easy to check off. I don't think you do that strategically the way that I do. Mm-hmm. I put a lot of things on there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to bang this out pretty fast. I did that like the next day, which was basically me just getting a battery, like looking online. What's wrong with my headset? Oh, I need a new battery. I will buy it. I will put it in. So, yes, I did
that. Well, that's allowed. There's no rules for the 18 for 18 list.
Yes,
you can do whatever you want.
You can keep the bar low. If you want the bar low, keep the bar low.
Okay. And number three was set up a home studio in a closet for your Facebook show, which that's a big one.
Well, I actually talked to somebody who knew about lighting and everything, and he convinced me that it would seem very claustrophobic if I did it in this closet. So if you watch my Ask Gretchen Rubin live Facebook show every Monday, you'll see that I'm in my living room. And because he worked with me to how to light it and how to set it up and everything. So I feel like I upped my game. So I achieved
the
aim of
it. Looks great.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice. I love it when you show up, actually, Elizabeth, in the feed.
Yes.
So that's always fun.
I like commenting.
Yes.
Can you take the lights down then if you have a party or something?
I mean, I can only do them the way he showed me. Like, I can't freestyle. But yes, I could take it apart and put it back together if I needed to. Yes.
Good for you. That's big. Okay, number four was work with Barnaby, so he's better at coming when you call him.
This, in fact, if I'm honest, I had no intention of doing. I put it on the list because I felt like I should, and I knew that other people, like, it was one of these things like, yes, you should have a dog that comes when you call. And before we got the dog, I vowed up and down that we would have a very well-behaved dog. And I have not done one thing. And basically, I think that was just a fake out. It was like, well, this is what I called a red herring habit, when you're just saying it because you think you should. Which, and I, by the way, do not hold Barnaby responsible for this. I know that I am the one who needs to be trained, but I don't think I really meant this one. I think it was an insincere, inauthentic, fake out one.
That's funny. Luckily, he's very cute. So.
He's cute. He's not very well behaved, but he's cute.
Yeah. number five, you had clean out your massive tote bag collection. Yes. How's that going?
Every one of my tote bags is special. I did get it down. And I learned this thing that if you take a tote bag and you flatten it and you fold the handles in, you can like kind of roll it up and then they store much more in a much more tidy way. So I did have like these three giant oversized tote bags that were full of tote bags. Now I have two that are very reasonably filled. Each one, I did get rid of a lot of random ones, and each one is like, this one has a zipper, this one's really cheap, so I could give it away. This one, you know, each one has sort of a special thing going for it. So I'd still have a massive tote bag collection by any, but I'm very proud of myself because I went to two things where they had really good tote bags and I didn't even take the tote bag. I just left the tote bag there, which took every ounce of my strength because I love a tote bag. But then I'm like, I have so many tote bags already. Don't add to your collection. So
good. Yes. Good for you, Gretch. Yes. I'm proud. It's hard to turn down a great tote
it's
bag.
It's hard to turn down a good tote bag. Even when you have 100 at home already that you don't, you'll use the same one over and over again anyway. It's hard.
It's true. Okay, number six on your list was take Eleanor to get contacts checked.
I finally did I took her there. And in fact, she'd always been saying to me, my contacts kind of hurt. They kind of hurt my eyes. And I was like, and I did the classic thing that you should not do when I was like, no, 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 they don't hurt. You just need to get used to them. And then we walk into the doctor's office and she said, they just kind of hurt. And the doctor was like, oh, well, now they've made all these improvements, even in the last, since you've been here last. She put in these other ones and Eleanor's like, oh, that feels much better. I was like, oh my gosh. It was like, that is mommy malpractice. She's literally saying to me, they hurt my eyes and I'm denying it.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. This is ongoing, not accomplished, because Eleanor still doesn't have the habit of knowing how to put them in, so she doesn't like to wear them. Thing is, she's very nearsighted, and I'm even more nearsighted, and you really see much better when you wear contacts if you're that nearsighted. But my plan is that once Eliza comes home from college, to have Eliza encourage Eleanor to practice, because I feel like she'll be very responsive to Eliza encouraging her to do it, because Eliza sometimes wears contacts. But if I do it, she's just going to push back. Because I really want her, it's fine if she wants to wear glasses, but I want her to feel comfortable wearing contacts so that she can truly choose whatever is the best for the situation.
Yes, I should have put contacts on my 18 for 18 list, but I think we've established I shouldn't put anything else on there now.
2019.
Yeah, 2019. Number seven, start making consistent progress on report to the committee on exploration.
So this is this giant photo project that I did with a friend. I had done a project with her several years ago called Ford Llewellyn's Edge, which I will post a link to if anybody wants to read about it. This is this huge thing. And we've done all the hard parts. We just had to do the finishing up. And we have a meeting tomorrow. So tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yes. So
ongoing.
Yes.
So it's ongoing.
It's ongoing. It's just restarted, but it is ongoing.
Good. And then, Gretch, number eight on your list is create a work calendar for the year.
I did that. Yeah. I have a lot of.
Oh, good.
I have a lot of little projects this year, not instead of just like one or two big projects. And so I have a lot more stuff to kind of juggle. So I made that work calendar. Very helpful.
Nice. Okay. Kind of leads to number nine on your list, which is finish My Color Pilgrimage and figure out what the heck to do with it. And also deal with Outer Order Inner Calm.
So Outer Order Inner Calm is underway. Like it's that book is coming out. It's coming out in March of 2019. I've gone back and forth with my editor. Like that's totally underway. So that one is really in process. My Color Pilgrimage, I have finished my draft, but I haven't really figured out what to do with it. But I've kind of been waiting for Outer Order Inner Calm to get further along in the process before I kind of introduce a whole new project to the mix. So that's ongoing, but it's like it's tracking where it needs to be, I would say.
Well, but finishing a draft, that's huge. I'm going to give you like a massive gold star for that.
Oh, it was so fun. I love working on that book. It feels like hooky to work on My Color Pilgrimage.
Number 10, tap more into my love of smell. Have you been doing that?
Yes, I've been. You know, many listeners have pointed out that it's not good to wear perfume when you're around other people, but I spend a lot of time by myself, so I'm wearing perfume more, which I love to do. I'm smelling my smell collection more because I have a big smell collection. I'm burning my scented candles more because I'd kind of fallen out of the habit of that. So I have been trying to do more to tap into my love of smell.
Okay, good. And then number 11, again, related to smell, you said plan a perfume field trip with a friend.
We did that once. Have you done that? We went to this crazy place called Perfumeria in New York City, which is very cool and everyone should go to. I will post a link to it. But I want to do that more. So I consider that ongoing because I want there's more perfume okay. field trips I want to take.
Okay. Number 12, it was new phone for camera to improve the video quality of your weekly Facebook show.
Did that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Number 13, figure out Instagram features and use it regularly.
Well, this is on your list and my list, Elizabeth. We should have like a weekend of nothing but Instagram. I think this is ongoing. I'm trying to up my Instagram game. I'm trying to do it more. I sort of have learned how to do certain features. I think I needed like a multi-step, get certain things under my belt and then add. So I think I've now figured out certain things, but I need to continue to up my game. Yes.
Okay. And then 14 on your list is decide on a cause to give to as a family.
We have not done that. Need to do that.
Need to do that. Number 15, create the Four Tendencies workshop.
That's ongoing. That's getting very close to being done. So I think that this will be done in a couple of weeks. Yes, this is a workshop.
Well, that is exciting.
Yeah, so this will be a workshop. Just I'll describe it more when it's done. But it's like if you wanted to teach a workshop like in your workplace, you're like, oh, the Four Tendencies is amazing. Like, let me tell my team about it. This would be something that you would be able to buy. And then it would like have a whole curriculum and tell you how you could take people through a workshop where they would learn about the Four Tendencies. So more to come on that. Stay tuned.
Okay, that's exciting.
That's good.
Number 16, deal with the items you want to donate to Housing Works.
That is done. That is a huge relief. I feel like our apartment practically levitated into the air because we got rid of a lot of so many books and clothes and et cetera. Yes, got that
done. Great. Number 17 is create a list for listeners of the Try This at Homes and happiness hacks we've done so far.
That is ongoing. It's partially done. It sort of got stalled for reasons that I can't even remember, so I need to pick that up. So yes, it's good. It's on this list. I will get that done. People from time to time ask for that.
Yes, quite often.
Yes. So listeners, I hear you. It will come. Stay tuned.
And then finally, Gretch, number 18, get current with making physical photo albums with Shutterfly.
This was a gigantic undertaking. I was so far behind with my photographs. This took a really long time. It is done, and it is such a load off my mind because I just had this terrible, burdensome feeling of all these photographs that I had to deal with, reaching back months and months and months and months and months. So that is done, and that was a huge relief.
Well, Gretch, you've done 10 items on your list, so you're over halfway there. So I'm impressed. Oh. I need to catch up with you.
Oh, well, the thing about the 18 for 2018 is, like, they really do make you happier. It's like the kind of thing where, like, the person that you benefit is yourself. Because it's just like, even looking at this, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about how much work that was to do those photo albums. I'm just so happy it's done.
I know. So, Gretch, I'm very proud of where you are on your list, and I'm going to emulate you. Our listener, Pamela, had an interesting question related to 18 for 2018. She said, I am an obliger, and knowing this has helped me tremendously, but occasionally I'm stumped by something I don't understand. Case in point, I stopped making New Year's resolutions years ago because it frustrated me to know I wouldn't keep them. This was before I started listening to your podcast and before I read your books. However, I started the 18 for 2018, and I am loving it. I've completed about half of the things on my list and started several of the others. I find myself already thinking about what I will choose for my list in 2019. I loved this idea the minute you mentioned it and knew I had to do it. My question is, why do I love this so much and find it easy to do 18 things, but can't even handle the thought of making a resolution or two?
Well, I have to say, I've been wondering this myself, and it's a great example how a lot of times the metaphor or the frame or just the way something's set up can make a huge difference in how easy or hard it is to follow through. And it is funny how appealing the 18 for 2018 format is. It's funny because it's really just a to-do list, and yet people find it kind of enchanting and exhilarating and exciting. And so I think, again, it's a great example of, like, maybe you love making New Year's resolutions, in which case that's great for you. Maybe you don't like making New Year's resolutions or it doesn't work for you. Well, then maybe there's another way to get stuff done in a way that's going to be more appealing. Like, I think a lot of this is just experiment and search around, try different structures, because a lot of times it's just kind of uncanny and surprising how, if you just set things up in even a slightly different way, somehow it seems to unlock something for people. And I've experienced this, you've experienced this, so many people. A lot of it is just how are things set up? It makes a huge difference.
Yes, it's framing. It's all about the framing.
It's all about the framing.
So Pamela is not alone. I think a lot of people share that sentiment.
Absolutely.
Now, Gretchen, we have been talking to Odelia, our producer, and she had a sort of interesting situation arise with her 18 for 2018 list, which we wanted her to tell us about.
Yeah, I did. So one of my 18 for 18 that I was really excited to get started working on was that I was going to learn how to make classic cocktails. And
that sounds fun.
I thought it would be really fun. I thought it would make me feel like an adult to know how to make drinks, and friends came over and I would have like a whole little repertoire.
Yeah, a little very festive.
Yeah, very festive. So I got started, and I got started with a cocktail I enjoy, which is the martini.
Ooh, a classic.
A classic. And like a month or two in of like me trying different cocktails, I realized I wasn't feeling good.
Uh-oh. Unexpected, unintended consequence.
Yeah. The reason was that I was drinking a lot, which who'd have thunk by making one of my 18 for 2018 lists alcohol related, I would end up drinking. So I kind of had to take it more slowly, I guess.
Well, that's a good. You got to adapt to the list as time goes on. They're not written in stone, so that's good lesson learned.
The list is flexible. Odelia, you're back feeling good again.
And if we need somebody to mix us up a martini, we'll know you've got that one down.
Yeah, I have one down. One cocktail.
So let us know how it's going with your 18 for 2018. We continue to be fascinated by this undertaking for our own list, for everybody else's list. So let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to happiercast.com/170. This is episode 170 for everything related to this very special episode.
Coming up, I've got an 18 for 18 demerit. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Okay, Elizabeth, demerits, gold stars. It's your demerit.
Well, Gretch, I think mine's obvious. My happiness demerit is that I have not done more of my lists, my to lists, I should say. I feel like I had all these great intentions. I was so excited, and I just sort of have ignored the whole list. Yes, I have my black purse, which is wonderful, but there are so many more things I should be doing, and I'm just beating myself up.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to contest this, but I do want to point out and contextualize that you are in a season of sacrifice. Mm. You've been working frantically, and sometimes there's just not time to do everything. And the year is not even halfway through, so you still have plenty of runway to do your list. And to harken back to a few episodes ago, this is supposed to be fun.
Oh, so let it be fun.
This is fun. Okay. Don't beat yourself up too much about the, you know, there's a lot of things you want to get done, but it's okay.
Okay. So you're right. It is a season of sacrifice. I think one thing that's tough is that it's such a long season of sacrifice.
It is
long. It's been months and months. And I'm like, okay, at a certain point, I can't use this pilot as an excuse for everything, even though it really is true that we've been working an insane amount.
Yes.
4 months on end. So, okay. Well, thank you for making me feel better. And Gretch, what is your gold star this week?
I want to give a gold star to a podcast that I discovered, Esther Perel's. And I'm saying Esther because on the podcast they say her name, Esther Perel. She has a podcast called Where Should We Begin?
When you pick a partner, you pick a story. And often you will be recruited for a play that you didn't audition for.
And Esther Perel is the author of a very interesting book called Mating in Captivity. And she has a new book, which I have not read, called State of Affairs. And she's a kind of a relationship expert. And the thing that about Where Should We Begin is that it is an unscripted, one-time couples counseling session where you hear her counseling a couple. Like, she'll introduce this couple and say, like, I'm entering into this couple's lives at a time of crisis because they've just blah, blah, blah. And she'll set it up. And then you really hear people talking about their actual relationship and hear her trying to help them connect better with each other. And she's got really interesting insights, and you see how she helps people get through kind of being stuck. It's fascinating.
Well, and what I love about it, Gretchen, is it's like reality podcasts. You know, I love reality TV, and it's a sort of a reality podcast. So it really is right up my alley.
Yeah. The one thing about it is intimate. So this is not a show that you listen to with your kids in the back seat. It's a really frank, open discussion about people's relationships. And so it's definitely something that you want to know. You want to make sure that it's the kind of thing that you want to listen to at a particular time. And here's the other thing about Elizabeth, though, that I realize it's like kind of a, I really enjoy the podcast, so I give it a gold star just for being a great podcast. But here's the thing is that also every time I listen, it makes me want to do a better job in my own marriage because it's such a reminder. You know, you're like, people don't always ask for what they need. It's really important to listen. People really need affection. It's important to show thoughtfulness and consideration. Like, this, you're the most important person to me. How can I take you for granted? Or, you know, it's like it really reminds me of like how important it is to be loving in your relationship.
Yes.
It's just because you see all these ways that things can go wrong. It like really reminds me. And in fact, it reminds me of this quotation that I love from Henri Frédéric Amiel from his journal. He writes, "Life is short and we have never too much time for gladdening the hearts of those who are traveling this dark journey with us. Oh, be swift to love. Make haste to be kind."
Always good to remember.
Make haste to be kind, especially to your sweetheart. And so my gold star is for Esther Perel for Where Should We Begin? A very interesting podcast. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember, keep working on your 18 for 2018. Let us know how it's going or how it's not going. Nobody's perfect.
Thank you to our producer, the martini maker, Delia Rubin. Also, thanks to Andy Bowers and Kristen Meinzer of Panoply. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. And here's something that you can add for your 18 for 2018 that's a good deed for other people and would also be a huge help for us. Show someone who does not know how to listen to podcasts how to listen to a podcast. And you will open up a whole new world of tremendously fun stuff for them if you just show them how to listen. So add that to your 18 for 2018 list. Bonus for you, gold star for you if you do this. If you take someone and really say, let me show you how to do it. Let me get you started on a podcast that I think that you're going to enjoy. It's a great help to the whole universe of podcasters if we just have more people who know how to listen. It's easy once you know how to do it, but sometimes you need somebody to kind of show you what to do the first time. So it's a big help.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.